Because of the experiences that we had together and shared were so powerful that when you think about it, you realize it has affected you on a deeper level than just professional sports. It affects you how you can live your life and the choices that you make. And I want to thank all of you guys for helping me be a better player and hopefully a better person.
Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. That was the great Mark Messier, whose number 11 was retired by the Edmonton Oilers this past Tuesday night, thanking his teammates who were in attendance for the great ceremony. The NHL's second all-time leading scorer played his first 12 of 25 NHL seasons in Edmonton. He won five Stanley Cups with the Oilers, and he scored 472 goals, 392 regular season, 80 more in the playoffs. Time now for our weekly trip around the league to get the top highlights and a feel for the exciting action going on. Let's bring in Joe Tolleson, who follows the bounce of the puck for us. And Joe's plays of the week start in Nashville with their newly acquired star, Peter Forsberg.
Paul with Datsyuk on him. Spins inside of Datsyuk. On the backhand, a tip score! And that is going to do it as the Nashville Predators' Forsberg tips it home on the overtime game winner.
Sam, Nashville acquired Peter Forsberg to make a run at the Stanley Cup, and his first goal came in a playoff atmosphere. Eli Gold, the call on the Predators radio network, as Forsberg's overtime tally beat division rival Detroit 4-3 and spoiled Thomas Holmstrom's hat trick. The rivalry between Ottawa and Buffalo intensified with last week's brawl and the Sabres 6-5 shootout win. Many fans were expecting to see more of the same in the back end of the home-and-home series. Well, they did, sort of. Plenty of goals minus the brawl.
Off the draw, Redden sends the puck in behind the Buffalo goal. Healy tips it in front, scores! Jason Spezza buries it as Miller is caught out of the net, and Ottawa retakes the lead.
Dean Brown on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Jason Spezza tallied the game winner in a 6-5 triumph over the Sabres. Colorado's Paul Stastny keeps racking up the points.
Outlet feed to Hajduk in off the right side. Releases, doesn't get much on it, lays it off in front, and it's open on the blocker's side. And Colorado with a great opportunity to make it 2-0 off the stick of Paul Stastny. He misses all 24 square feet. Stastny in front doesn't miss now as he's going to blister it. And it is 2-0, a rip-wrister, stick side in front of arena, and the Avalanche lead 2-0.
George Matthews on the Blue Jackets radio network as Stastny helped the Avs beat Columbus 3-2 and extended his point streak to 13 games. It's the longest streak for a rookie since Teemu Selanne had a point in 17 straight in the 92-93 season. And how about this? Stastny is just the third rookie in Quebec, Colorado franchise history to have a streak of at least 13 games. The others, his father Peter and his uncle Marion. All was well for Roberto Luongo and the Canucks. They led Dallas 1-0 heading into the final minute of regulation, and then it all fell apart.
Subot for Ribeiro. Nagy dumped in front. Modano off to the side. Out to Subot. Tons of people in front of the net. Modano, Ribeiro, centers, Boucher, shot, he scores! Stars stay on the power play for 8 more seconds. Lettinen shot, and he scores! And they're stealing 2 points from Roberto Luongo and the Vancouver Canucks.
Ralph Strangis on WBAP in Dallas as Philip Boucher scored with 29 seconds left to tie it, and Yeri Laitinen tallied with 43 seconds left in OT for a 2-1 Stars win. Vancouver is just the second team in NHL history to lose a game in overtime after leading 1-0 with 30 seconds to play. Finally, a big week for the Islanders. Jason Blake was worried he'd be dealt at the trading deadline. Well, he stayed put, and on the night the Isles acquired Ryan Smith from Edmonton, Blake tallied a hat trick against the Flyers, and then Trent Hunter won it in OT 6-5. Steve Mears with the call on Bloomberg Radio in New York.
Now to Pody, to Bergeron, a rocket shot, stopped by Niedermacher. Another penalty coming up. It'll be against the Flyers again. Pody down the middle. To the left circle, Sillinger back in front, Hunter, he scores! Game over! Trent Hunter wins it in overtime!
Sam, teams have loaded up for the stretch drive, and there's sure to be great hockey along the way. That's why we're here each week to follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. Great collection of highlights as usual. Still ahead on this week's show, Buffalo Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff will join us. Coming up next, it's our hockey insider Bob McKenzie.
For my money, the biggest impact player that moved at the deadline was Ryan Smith to the New York Islanders.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.